Hi, boys and girls. Like you, Santa is listening to the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. Oh, 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 oh.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Merry Christmas and welcome to this, the 28th episode of the Merry Little Podcast, our tiny public version of the much longer and much more awesome production known as the Merry Podcast, now in its 8th year of publication and available exclusively online for the premier members of the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com. This episode celebrates, by way of tradition, the anniversaries of Christmas, an episode we've put out each year as part of our Christmas in July festivities. Christmas anniversaries celebrate milestone dates in Christmas history, and we'll get to that in a minute, but first, we need to talk. News about Christmas doesn't come out very often, but here we are in July 2018, and the hottest news of this summer is that Bruce Willis is a pinhead. Bruce, that bald-headed master of lousy movies such as Hudson Hawk, Billy Bathgate, and Alpha Dog, and Bandits, declared this week that his one lone claim to fame movie, Die Hard, which, by the way, celebrates its 30th anniversary this year, well, Bruce has said that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. This pronouncement has made international headlines, and it's ticked off fans of Christmas and Christmas movies worldwide. And for the first time in what seems like forever, everyone is talking about Bruce Willis. And the words they are using are not kind. Now, over at My Merry Christmas, I've shared the story, as I did last year at this time on Tim Babb's Can't Wait for Christmas podcast, of an encounter I had with Mr. Willis in 1986 or 87, before Die Hard ever came out, in which he told me, personally, that it was a Christmas movie. First, a personal message to Mr. Willis. Bruce, this wasn't the wisest career choice, pal. How many washed-up has-beens in Hollyweird can say that millions of people drag out their copies of 30-year-old movies and watch them as a Christmas tradition? Dude, that movie came out before my kids were born. And I raised them properly, which I know is something you feel strongly about, Bruce. But you know what? That movie's not getting watched this year. Not now, not in December, and not anymore. And you know why, pal? Because they're millennials. Without Die Hard, they don't know who you are, Bruce. They're too young for Look Who's Talking or Bonfire of the Vanities or Death Becomes Her. They're too smart for Armageddon, Red, or even Over the Hedge. And they don't get The Sixth Sense or The Fifth Element. Die Hard was their only connection, man. And you just severed it for them. What happened to you, Bruce? You once understood this. You can see the scene for yourself, you know. Hans Gruber there, grilling the employees. He's holding them hostage. He's telling them to cooperate. He stands in the midst of Christmas trees and Christmas lights. Then, mysteriously, the elevator door opens and you hear, "Jingle bells, yes, Bruce. That's Christmas stuff in the soundtrack. Tinkling there in the background. Christmas." And then a primal scream as the lady sees the door of the elevators open and there's the dead terrorist wearing a shirt that says, "Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho."
But have no illusions. We are in charge. So, decide now, each of you. And please remember, we have left nothing to chance. Get them back! Not mine! Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
Dude, Die Hard bleeds Christmas, quite literally. If you can't see that as an actor now, can you see it as a fan? Can you see it as a human being? I mean, what's next from you, Bruce? Are you going to say there's no Santa Claus too? And there's another thing you need to know, Mr. Pinhead. You don't get to declare anything about your movies. You might think they're good, but if nobody goes to see them, they're not good, man. Didn't they teach you this in acting classes that you took there, Bruce? If your fans say your movie's a Christmas movie, you fall in line. You say thank you very much, you accept the award, you take the money and run. So you don't get to say Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie, Bruce. In an age where people are tired and weary and pissed off at anything anyone in Hollywood has to say about anything, you chose the wrong time to say anything, Bruce. And that's all I have to say about that.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Now let's get on to Christmas anniversaries. And I'd have to confess to you, the anniversaries for this year are a little weak compared to years past. But we do have a lot of Christmas birthdays to celebrate, even if you don't know it. For example, 210 years ago, 1798, was the last Christmas that George and Martha Washington would spend together. Why is that a big deal? Well, do a little bit of research on George Washington. Just get online and look them up. Go to the Mount Vernon websites and look not only at how much the Washingtons celebrated Christmas, but also for how long. It had been a tradition in their families for generations. And that's one of the things about Christmas history, folks, is a lot of people don't think it was around before Charles Dickens. And that's a lie. 200 years ago, Silent Night. Christmas Eve, 1818, 200 years ago this year, that Silent Night was first performed on Christmas Eve in Obendorf, Germany, 200 years ago. 170 years ago, Queen Victoria showed a picture of her Christmas tree in a publication. It wasn't really a picture, it was a drawing. But that picture of a Christmas tree drove the popularity of Christmas trees for everybody. It was no longer just a German thing. And Queen Victoria's husband, by the way, was a German. Which is why they had it in their home, or rather their palace, for Christmas in 1848. It was 150 years ago, in 1868, that President Andrew Johnson declared unconditional amnesty for Confederate soldiers on Christmas Day, 1868. 110 years ago, the first film version of A Christmas Carol was put out. Of course, a silent movie. It was called A Christmas Carol, starring Thomas Ricketts as Scrooge. That film, by the way, has been lost. 100 years ago, Christmas, 1918. It was a time of World War I. And for kids, well, it was a pretty rough Christmas because the government officially encouraged people not only to shop early, but to buy only war bonds and stamps. And that's what a lot of kids got that Christmas 100 years ago, 1918. Christmas, 1938. 80 years ago, a more famous version of A Christmas Carol was brought to film, starring Reginald Owen and Gene Lockhart. You can still get this video on DVD. 75 years ago, Christmas, 1943, huge Christmas. In fact, one I think we're going to cover in a separate podcast later this year. It's been 75 years since I'll Be Home for Christmas was brought out by Bing Crosby. Very important Christmas, one we need to take a look at in further exploration. 70 years ago, 1948, we had the songs Sleigh Ride and Baby It's Cold Outside made their debut, and also a little bit of Christmas comedy in All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth by Spike Jones. It was also the first year we heard the song Boogie Woogie Santa Claus, and the hot toy for Christmas 1948, 70 years ago, was the Tiny Mike Crystal Radio Set. 60 years ago, The Nutcracker made its debut in 1958 on CBS television, and the music that was hot that year, or at least new, was Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree and Run, Rudolph, Run. It was also the year that the Chipmunks made a Christmas hit in Christmas Don't Be Late, and Stan Freberg kind of jostled the Christmas tree by publishing Green Christmas. And that was also the Christmas that we heard from the Harry Simeon Chorale for the first time, The Little Drummer Boy. 55 years ago, 1963, the music, or at least the song, that was the hot hit of Christmas was Bing Crosby's Do You Hear What I Hear, and also a song by the Beach Boys called Little Saint Nick, and some more Christmas comedy from Alan Sherman called The 12 Gifts of Christmas. 50 years ago, 1968, The Little Drummer Boy made it to television after 10 years. And it was the last year of Bing Crosby's Hollywood Palace. That was the last of his 1960s Christmas specials. He had a completely different version of a Christmas special, as so many did in the 1970s. The famous music of that year came from all over the place. Backdoor Santa was a big hit in 1968. And that's about all we'll say about Backdoor Santa for now. Christmas is for Children by Glen Campbell and Christmas Shopping by Buck Owens were also pretty big hits of that year. And this was also the year of Herb Albert's first Christmas album. Fantastic classic album if you ever get a chance to get it. And if your kids got anything for Christmas in 1968, it included Hot Wheels in their stockings. And I would bet that even today, Hot Wheels are included in a lot of Christmas stockings. 1968, of course, was an era of the muscle car. And that was mirrored in the trends of Hot Wheels for Christmas toys as well. 1978, an altogether weird Christmas 40 years ago on television with the Star Wars Holiday Special. If you go look up anything on YouTube, look up the Christmas Special in 1978 for Star Wars. It's a scream to take a look at. We also had Benji's very own Christmas Story on TV and Christmas Eve on Sesame Street. This was also the year of the Carpenters A Christmas Portrait, as well as the best of music that came from the Eagles. Please Come Home for Christmas came out in 1978. The hot toy was called Simon. It was an electronic guessing game. Put the batteries in and listen to the instructions and try and guess the right color on the keyboard. That was the hot technology of 1978. I remember playing it very well. 35 years ago, 1983, movies that came out were Trading Places, Mickey's Christmas Carol, which got worn out by my kids, A Christmas Story celebrates 35 years this year. I'm sure there will be a special anniversary edition DVD coming out this year. And Christmas at Pooh Corner, which is not about Christmas in San Francisco. It's actually a Winnie the Pooh thing. The music of 1983 included Rock and Roll Christmas by George Thorogood. And the hot toys, of course, were the Cabbage Patch Kids, Care Bears, and My Little Ponies. 30 years ago, 1988, of course, this is the year of Die Hard. The hot toy, and I can't believe this, was the Nintendo NES, the Nintendo Entertainment System. 30 years old this Christmas. On TV, the kids were watching Care Bears, Nutcracker Suite, Disney's Very Merry Christmas Songs, and A Christmas Carol by Patrick Stewart. Remember what a thing that was? Well, that made its debut on Broadway in 1988. And this was also the year that Mannheim Steamroller rolled out Carol of the Bells 30 years ago. 25 years ago, 1993, A Nightmare Before Christmas came out, celebrating 25 years this year. And the big music was from, what are they called? Can't remember the name of those sisters. The song was Hey Santa, and just by saying that, I know now it's running through your head. Can't remember who they were. 20 years ago, Christmas 1998, seems like yesterday. Hot toys were Furbies. The movie for Christmas that year was Jack Frost. And on TV, they had a Western version of A Christmas Carol with Jack Palance playing the part of Scrooge. And it was called Ebenezer. This was also the year of All Dogs Christmas Carol, the story of Santa Claus, and the music of that year came from Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Their Christmas Canon came out in 98. NSYNC came out with Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. And of course, that unforgettable hit, I Farted on Santa's Lap by the Little Stinkers. 10 years ago, Christmas 2008 was the year of the iPod Touch. Almost all of you should be able to remember that. The only Christmas movie released that year was Four Christmases, which tells the story of a couple who visit their four divorced parents. Yay-hoo, Merry Christmas, very up stuff. On TV, we had The Christmas Cottage, remember that Thomas Kinkade movie, Barbie's Christmas Carol, and A Miser Brothers Christmas. So overall, not a great roster for Christmas anniversaries to celebrate in the year of AIDS. For MyMerryChristmas.com and all of us at the Merry Forums, this is Jeff Westover inviting you to join us online at the Merry Forums of My Merry Christmas and wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.